Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Remember that the sweet aroma offerings, the burnt grain and peace offerings, were to be sent heavenward by the fire on the bronze altar. The sin offerings, however, were not to be burned there, but carried, quote, outside the camp to a clean place, where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, it shall be burned. Leviticus 4:12. There, the fire would not cause them to ascend, olah, but to be consumed, seraph. Perhaps this question would be helpful. If the offerings for sin were not a pleasure to God, with no sweet aroma, when God would, quote, make his, that is, Christ's soul, an offering for sin, Isaiah 53:10, would he find pleasure in it? Of course, there was a sweet exception, quote, the fat that covers the entrails, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver, he shall remove, and the priest shall burn them on the altar of the burnt offering. Leviticus 4, verses 8 to 10. Christ's pure motives, represented by the kidneys, and passionate energy, seen in the fat, in going to Calvary, were a great pleasure to his Father, when, quote, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Once again the blood was poured out at the altar, and the fat burned as a sweet savor. Now let me quote all of Isaiah 53, verse 10, and perhaps a Bible mystery will be solved for you. Quote, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. God found pleasure with Christ on the cross in bruising him? Yes. And he will find pleasure with Christ on the throne in blessing him. Why? They will share in the joy of the family that is the result.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.